KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Oh, we've got a great show for you planned today. Hannah Brown and Linda Collins with us. How are you, Hannah?
Good. How are you?
Good. I would hope that you would be the one that would be answering the phone, but I know you have Linda with you there, so that's a good thing as well. Talk with us a little bit about what you guys are doing there to keep everybody happy during this coronavirus pandemic thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a whole new world. It definitely, you know, the precautions that we're under have changed the way that we deliver service, I think, in every department campus-wide. Speaking from the activity side of things, you know, we do a lot of virtual things now. We're kind of getting comfortable with technology in a new way. We have some internal TV channels that I'm able to put programming on for residents so they can watch it from their apartment. So it might be a staff update where I give them an update on video of what's going on, or maybe just a fun video from staff, or an arts and crafts tutorial that they can follow along with from their apartment and just turn on their TV. So that's just one example. We've kind of had to get creative, and it's fun, too.
I guess that's why you have now a new role. You are the Director of Resident Services.
I am, yeah.
So
I would like to add all the fun things that these people do for us.
And she's going to have to get a little closer there. I can't hear.
All the things that they had very carefully planned had to come to a screeching halt. So instead of saying, oh, my goodness, we can't do it, they sat down and started figuring out things to do. For instance, we can learn a craft by going on this little television thing that Hannah was telling you about, and we are told where we can pick up the things that are necessary for the craft, then we follow it on TV and can make whatever we want to make.
Oh, my gosh.
Another thing, they're great that way. And then another thing that they do is fetus. Oh, my goodness. They used to have all these other things they could take us to, and all of a sudden we can't get on a bus and go places. So they bring the places to us, like an ice cream parlor. Well, then they come around in the middle of the afternoon and deliver ice cream. Or if we want, sometimes we get wine and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun. And then we gather together, maybe a half a dozen of us, 6 feet apart from each other, sip our wine and tell ourselves how fortunate we are to be here, because we have other people to be with, and these people do a fantastic job of keeping us from being bored.
That's great.
Hannah, we didn't really get a chance to talk about your new job, and I really want to get an understanding of what this means now that you are the Director of Resident Services.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, a lot of the duties are similar, but it's just kind of expanded campus-wide now. So previously, my home base was Buffalo Hill Terrace, which is assisted living, independent living, and we have some memory support services here. So I was involved in all of those levels of living, and now my role has expanded campus-wide. So I get to help provide programming for folks at the retreat, in our rehab, or in our long-term care, the nursing home across the street from me. So it's kind of fun. It's getting to know new people, and it's just expanded.
Wow, that's terrific. Congratulations on that. Nice little promotion for you. You got 300 older adults living on campus now at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and we're going to talk about the way you engage residents right after this. Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. surrounded by majesty, connected by community. That's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And today we're talking with the new Director of Resident Services. She is Hannah Brown, and a resident there, Linda Collins, is with us too. So let's talk a bit more about engaging with the 300 older adults you have there, Hannah.
Sure. Yeah, and you know, Linda, feel free to jump in too. I've got her with me on speakerphone. I asked Linda if she would get on the radio with me today. She's actually part of my recreation committee, so she was talking me up a few minutes ago, but I have to give some credit back to her, too. The residents here have been super supportive and creative, helping us come up with safe, socially distanced things to do. So, yeah.
She hasn't told you that they wear costumes for the right occasion, too.
This is true. We have done some door-to-door deliveries of popcorn and soda dressed as giant inflatable animals of all kinds, and the laughter you could hear echoing throughout the building was pretty great.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, we didn't tell anybody because we wanted it to be a surprise when they opened the door.
And, of course, it was, right, Linda?
It was.
We all couldn't help but laugh, and we have some pretty good pictures of those people. And I don't know who's having the most fun, Hannah and her crew or those of us who are the residents, but I think it's kind of a tie.
I would say it's a tie. My cheeks were kind of sore from laughing after we were done delivering popcorn that day. So.
Well, and some people can't get around too well, so they get a lot of things going for people who are just in their apartment, like bingo. Hannah will explain how bingo and hangman and a lot of these different programs work on TV.
Sure. Yeah, that's a great idea. So we have, bingo is something that we in the past had multiple times a week, and we can't get together in groups like we could before. So how can we do this virtually or at a distance? So what we do is on the TV channel every day, we announce a bingo number and they play along with a card that they have in their room and call in when they get a bingo. So that's one example. So there's different games that we can do that way. We also have a resident app, which is an app that they can have on a smartphone or computer. And they can click on that. And there are all different categories of things to do. There are brain fitness games. There are educational videos to watch. Like I said, we've been getting more comfortable with technology, and I'm kind of proud of how we've embraced it and learned a lot. So I think it's something we'll be able to carry on even after all of this is through.
Well, I know that visitation is something that everybody has been missing. Any idea when we might be able to start visiting you guys up there?
Boy, I don't know. You know, we really take our guidelines from the governor and kind of wait for those cues.
We know, all of us who are residents know, that they're not going to turn us loose until it's safe.
Yeah.
True.
Safe for you or safe for us, Hannah?
All of the above.
Linda. Okay.
Yeah.
But another thing that they came up with that I thought was really clever was that if anybody interested could be pen pals with some of the staff's kids that are stuck at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I have had a delightful pen pal, somebody I don't know, but she's a nice young lady, and we share what's going on, which isn't a whole lot, but how I tell her what we're doing, and she tells me what she's doing. So it's been a fun project.
it has been fun to see those letters and things come back and forth. And, you know, we do have a visiting area outside of Buffalo Hill Terrace. So residents can make an appointment. It's, you know, all done very safely, and we have rules you have to follow. There's glass that keeps the family member or visitor separate from the resident. But, you know, it's not quite as nice as being able to give your mom a hug, but at least you can see them through that glass and talk for a little bit.
Boy,
so
that's great.
People are excited about it. I have to tell you one that I saw during that, right after that big deluge we had on Sunday.
Right.
There was the staff out there. As soon as it was dry enough, they had their towels out, were getting ready for company. They were getting the water off the leaves of the bushes and drying everything out so people could come and talk to their loved ones.
Right, yeah, it's kind of an outdoor patio area.
Right. Yeah. You know, I know it's beautiful up there, and the flowers, I imagine, are feeling pretty good about this time, too.
They're looking good.
Yeah. Kind of thought so.
Everything's out in bloom, and we enjoy. One thing we can do is go walking. And this is an ideal place to be walking because there aren't that many cars, especially on weekends. And so we get together in twos or threes, and we joke about walking in the streets and wondering if that made us streetwalkers. But that way we can keep in contact with each other and also get some exercise, which is very easy. Oh, I've got to talk about exercise. Here's another clever thing they did. They put all of the some of the exercises from Todd, who's in charge of all of that kind of thing. He got himself taped doing different exercises, and we could watch that in our room and exercise with him.
Oh, good.
Same with yoga, same with
Tai Chi we've even done.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so one thing after another, people who are stuck in their rooms, even if they can't move very well, they can do these exercises and keep moving. I think that's darn right beautiful.
I think it is, too. Linda Collins is a resident at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Hannah Brown is the Director of Resident Services. And we're going to talk about technology at Emmanuel Lutheran right after this. So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Hannah Brown and Linda Collins huddled around the phone there talking with us today. Talk about some of the technology, Hannah, that you guys have instituted there at Emmanuel Lutheran.
Sure. You know, I did kind of, in the past few minutes, have mentioned a little bit of that. But a lot of it is the resident app I mentioned that anybody can get on their phone or computer. There's all, so they install this app that I help them set up, and it has options for all kinds of things going on in our community within Emmanuel here. So they could click on a spiritual category and watch a sermon that one of our pastors has videoed for them. You know, they could click on fitness button and watch our fitness coordinator, Todd, lead them in an exercise. There's brain games they could play. There's all kinds of things. And though a lot of those options we're also putting on an internal TV channel. So they can turn on the TV in their apartment and watch those same videos right from their apartment home.
And I have to add that when we really do get in a jam, because a lot of us, of course, did not grow up in the computer age. So when we have a real problem, we do have some very nice techie people. But Hannah also is great with this type of thing. And she is right down there working with us. And if we have a problem, she usually knows the answer. And also her sidekick,
Angela. Probably. Yeah.
Oh, it's Angela too.
Great.
Oh, and Angela loves to do movies for us, and we'll get back to that eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Did we get a chance to talk about that virtual reality headset?
So I was just thinking about this. So that's a new toy that we have on campus. I'm looking at Linda thinking I haven't even had her try it out yet.
Ooh.
So she'll be next on my list.
Look out, but Linda.
Yeah.
I can hardly wait.
So it's goggles that you put on, you know, it's a virtual reality headset. We've seen a lot of those. I think these days they're kind of popping up. You can play video games and things. What makes this one special is that it's designed for seniors. And it's super user friendly. You can pop those goggles on and it is crazy. There's different categories you could click on to be sitting in your backyard with puppies all around you, or you could be out on the farm and it feels like you're right next to a horse or a cow. You can travel different places. And I've been kind of slowly trying that around the building with residents, getting to know the technology, and it has been really fun. Great results so far.
Wow.
You can come up to my apartment anytime you want.
Great.
Oh, gosh.
One of our residents was a gentleman here used to always go fly fishing, and they actually had that in there where it looked like you were walking down to the water. You had your pole. And so that was really fun for him, too.
Well, now, if it's fly fishing, it's a rod, not a pole.
Oh, you're
be
right.
Be careful.
I've been told this by someone.
Fly fishermen are a little sensitive about that.
They are. Our chef is a fly fisherman, and he has told me that before, so he's going to hear this. Oh, boy.
Gosh, what a fun conversation today. Hannah Brown and Resident Linda Collins. You guys, thanks so much for a great time, and have fun up there at Emmanuel Lutheran.
Oh, we will. Thank you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.